I am going to tell you a true story about the first recorded African man who converted to Christian faith. Do you want to know how he heard about Jesus Christ? The story is when Jerusalem church faced a great persecution, all of the believers were scattered. Those who had been scattered proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ wherever they went. Philip was one of them, and he went to the city of Samaria and preached the good news of Jesus Christ. One day, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up. Go south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So Philip got up and went. On the road, he saw a man from Ethiopia. He was very important officer in charge of all the wealth of the queen of Ethiopia. And he was on his way home from Jerusalem. He was sitting in his beautiful chariot and sitting and reading the book of prophet Isaiah. So the Spirit of the Lord said to Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near with it." And so Philip ran up and he heard that the scripture that the man was reading. The reading was this: like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb in its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who describes his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. So Philip asked, "Sir, do you understand what you are reading?" So the officer answered, "How can I, unless someone guides me? Tell me please, who is this prophet talking about? He himself or someone else?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. So Philip got in and sat beside him and began to talk, starting with this same scripture, and told this man about the good news of Jesus Christ. Because the prophet Isaiah was referring to Jesus Christ. While they were traveling down the road, they came to the water, and the officer said, "Look, here is some water. Who is stopping me? What is stopping me being baptized?" So Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away, and he appeared in a city and preached the good news of Jesus Christ in many towns, wherever he went. Yet the officer continues on his way home. He is filled with joy. So this is the true story. This is the word of God to us now. So I have some questions. So maybe you, how about turn to the next person of you, and we will talk about this question. So the first question is, what does this story teach us about God?